Thank you for the pause.
And if those ones are willing, we can also offer those volumes at a better price than those hardback copies that you would have to buy in a bookstore. It's not important. And then I'm going to write on life. We're going to either get these Pleiades connection books cleared, or we're going to rewrite them. And certainly, I don't need that kind of information that we had before. We already have, as a matter of fact, through other ones, if you recall, alternative measures to not let that material die. I believe probably AIDS is the last great plague. Only it deals with many things. But it's obsolete to me. Should be to you. There's no reason that anyone else in this world die from AIDS. Period. They will. But there's no reason. So any of you who know anyone who have AIDS, I would suggest you talk to Kathy or EJ or Daylene or Rick or anyone. But I don't want to hear anything about a cure. But I sure do want it spread all around the network. I would like for a man to be able to have it. I'm not interested in cures. I'm interested in man having it. And certainly anyone with this dastardly bastard of a disease should certainly rather have the well-being. I want to tell you that there have been many, many who have gone from full-blown terminal disease to having no HIV positive response at all. We have witnessed total clearing of the arterial venous system in less than 4 days. Whether or not man can have it depends on man, how man holds it and treats it, and what he is willing to do to play in this game with us. Do I lie? Yes, I certainly intend to. If anybody comes to any of my people, I expect them to say, we don't offer any medicine, drugs, chemicals, or anything else. We certainly don't offer a cure or a healing. But whatever we've got here certainly doesn't make people feel better. And it must be a total accident if anybody thinks they're healed. Maybe they're just in remission. Better go check with them again. It's up to man. But the next journal I need to write, this book, is an explanation of this, along with these other things that we've been speaking of. Ginkgo. You see, that releases the mitochondria. Hot dog. And now the paper has given us a very good insight into the use of some herbal, vile-tasting stuff. You don't have to go that route. But it's working in L.A., and the L.A. Times writes it up, and oh, I'll be, people around town are no longer sniffing from the vaporizers. They are putting under their tongue this vile-tasting stuff, and they're all getting better. And it is just spreading all over everywhere. That certainly helps us, since we have the same product and we have it on hold, only we have more stuff in it. I'm not going to withhold the things from mankind while the piddling things are books and dollars are argued. And that will be presented in a booklet form so that everybody can have access to it. I don't have to give the scientific formulas. You just need to know how it works. God will never give you that which can help you and not tell you how to get it. It often takes a patience until man can handle the proper sequence. And you see, once introduced, they can't stop it. They might be able to stop us. Not this little bugger. It is the most indestructible one little critter in the universe. Isn't that fun? There is one thing they can't stop. It will eventually thrive on its own. It is the time of the cycle change. This also means the possibility of some resource for ones in distant places where it's not feasible to ship. And yet we can't send out the recipe, can we? Because we lose control. So these things need to be considered. And as far as the working operation here, it's already under control. Our problem is we're going to be flooding you with so many things that it's just going to keep everybody hopping. But I want Ken and the boys to understand that there may be something very big as far as publications, etc. And I would please ask that Ken work with you ones in the marketing, both the CLC area and whatever supplements we're going to handle. The word needs to be taken out there to people. People need to have a place where they can call and get information. Daylene and Jack can't handle it all. Kathy can't handle it all and maintain any kind of life at all. Corporations are formed. The basic operation is already set. There still need to be a few final agreements made. And yet, you see, it's as with America West. It was a service that was incredibly important. And I cannot imagine that ones would pull away when the greatest gift of all is in your hand. So we have to accept in God's way his own methods of sorting. We can't always question his methods of sorting, because he always allows man to sort himself. And it's usually not to our preference, I'll tell you that. It's hard to lose a wife or husband or friend, especially over these kinds of things. We have to understand that in God's higher plan, he knows, and it's not for us. I knew it would be difficult, if not impossible, for them. To pull away, basically, from the fold. Because so many perceptions rise from a distance. There's a term for it. It's called remote misdelusion. The more time from a given incident and the farther distant dilutes the original intent. And it's as true a law, physical law, as anything you have in physics. And yet I will not allow innocent ones to bear the brunt of another's perception. We're happy to work it out. The refusal to work it out is not coming from this side. There have been many alternatives offered through the attorney as to how to handle this, which would secure everyone. But I believe Rick's letter says none of them are going to work. And yet I can only go on record this moment as saying, if that paper, that letter, is utilized by the University of Science and Philosophy, George Green is in tremendous trouble. And I would hope that someone can show him how to make that right. I don't mean right to Rick. I mean somehow that it could be legally made right. Because the amounts don't mean anything. And if he's working under the assumption that that is correct, then I hope there is some attorney who's given him advice that can prove that in a court of law. Now, what do we do about the journals? I need a little input. I want to know what you would like to do about these books.
I have input.
Sure.
Go.
Let's go.
Second.
Let's go for it.
Yep, let's do it.
Well, I don't want to be in a position of this means that your ones will again be responsible for getting the word forth. There is enough funding to go ahead and begin, at least with this journal, and then move forward.
Do we have any kind of agreement with George that he should be publishing them?
No.
Should we be sending him a letter explaining that he hadn't complied lately and that we're going to go somewhere else?
I don't even know that that's necessary, but that could be considered, yes. No, in the beginning, Desiree really, really, really insisted on agreements. And of course, they wanted exclusive rights, and I said, absolutely no. No. We will never give exclusive rights to God's work. You see, we've got two entities. We have a publishing company and a distributor. Although, being married, obviously they become one in action. Legally, they can be kept separate. But George has now spoken for the distributing company when literally he has no right to speak for that distributing company. He is the publisher. So basically his only contact with us legally is as the publisher. There were some agreements. I don't know if they were written. Were they written, EJ? After they moved to Carson City, there was an agreement made that he would continue to assist here because he was pulling away all of the income. Now, I assume that monies collected from Liberator subscribers was somehow made right. I haven't poked into it. It has, of course, it was not paying its way then, and it doesn't pay its way now, which also limits the funding that can be poured into journals now. But ones get a little too confounded impatient. It won't be very long until money is not your problem, so you better clean up your act. Because at some point, money will not be able to hold you hostage or cause you to be unable to do your job. And so you won't be able to use that as a cop-out or as a lever. On the other hand, because the word needs to get out there, we cannot measure every subscription. Just as you cannot measure every bottle of Giandriana that we send to somebody who is sick without pay in return, but look at the advertising. You have to measure everything against the whole. And we certainly can't afford, especially at a reduced rate of payment, to publish these books if we here are willing to pitch in and get them mailed out and etc. Because in the beginning, all we'll have as an advertising resource is what space the Liberator will give us for the journals. Well, they've always been very good to share that, so we'll impose. It's all the same thing, isn't it?
Since Desiree has given the number for the new journal, even though you said a moment ago it couldn't be used, wouldn't it be proper for someone to write to them and close up business, tell them they're not going to use that number?
Well, with one exception, Desiree had no right to give the number. She is the distributor, and George is the one that gives the numbers.
Commander?
Please.
Do we have anyone that we can get a same deal you had in the beginning here? And do we have somebody who can print this in the journal on a one-book basis and then print another journal on a one-book basis? These people that you have mentioned here as being available to do this, are they looking for contracts, etc., etc.?
Oh, they'll want a contract, but it'll be per book, and it'll be for the first 3,000. We won't overdo it in the beginning. And we already have three and one very, very favorable bid. And it will be printed in Nevada.
I wouldn't hesitate then.
Well, since it involves everybody who has volunteered and shared in this, then that's why we're doing it now. So that it becomes a consensus of democratic opinion. And so I hear you, and I accept that, and I think that I hear your suggestion too, and of course these things will have to be cleared up with them. They are, I assume, still away. I haven't been paying any attention.
Commander?
Yes.
We also have a quote coming in, I expect, next week from a local printer.
That's fine.
For our review. If Nevada is better for other reasons, that's fine.
Nevada is better for almost all other reasons. You see, it's a great advantage for a Nevada corporation, which will be the new publishing company, to do business with printers in Nevada, and it'll be a great savings.
Will we
then
have the books here?
Court goes back and forth. He's volunteered that he could, could bring the books here. We could even have them shipped out from Nevada. Well, those decisions can be made. I don't need to bother with it. It just means that the operation, of course, would swing back here. And as far as those original journals that are already printed, and that's something that'll have to be worked out. Whether we work it out on the basis of just reprinting them, republishing them. I don't really believe that George wants that kind of competition, because we can reprint them for so much less than working out something so that he can continue to glean. The sad part is, that when you're dealing with the publisher and then you're dealing with a separate entity, which is the distributor, who gets hurt, and yet an agreement was also made that on the sale of all books, on the gross, 10% of that would be sent over in lieu of Dorma's never had royalties. Dorma and EJ have never had anything from the books. This was the way it was agreed to be. But at their departure, they were going to send 10% of all gross sales of the journals to the Liberator to help offset expenses here. I believe that only happened 1 month. Correct me if I'm wrong, because I don't want to be unfair. And the assumption, of course, is that it isn't even covering expenses, the sales of the books. Well, I cannot have anything to do with another distributing company and their sales. They are the ones responsible for the sales. Just as if you are the distributing company, you're going to have to be also responsible for, let us figure out a way to market. And I saw this coming, and I owe an apology, or at least an explanation, to some of you who really have started on a marketing plan. And I said, no, we're not going to do that. Well, this is why we weren't going to do it. I certainly was not going to precipitate this. So these details can be worked out. I felt it had to come before this council. And it had to come before the council with as much information in the background as I can give you. They have made a great, great contribution. I'm extremely sorry that these things come up. On the other hand, it has. And we deal with what is. And we'll be very happy to hear and consider anything offered to us, but at this time nothing is being offered. And this was the response, most recent.
When these books are advertised in the Liberator, a new book coming from a new publisher, and the old books coming from George Green, will we still be advertising them two different places to purchase?
No, because there's no reason that those old ones can't be handled through our distributor, even if we still have to have an arrangement with them. I'm inclined, quite frankly, just to go and reprint them as we want them.
That would be a lot better in the paper, so we didn't have all of these different places to go buy from. It'd be a little confusing.
Well, if we form another corporation, and I use the term we loosely, and that's already done, it deserves its own, making its own way also.
Right.
And that means that you go for it with good business management.
If you go for it that way, it sounds like it's a completed deal. It sounds right.
Well, it's all set up, but we have not made our final decisions, and that needed to be brought before this board. Because each one of you that shares here deserves a right for input. So I would turn it back over then to you, Oberly. I don't mean that I'm not going to dump it on you, but... I'll give it to you to pass out to somebody else. I want to tell you, Chilas, it's been a long, hard time getting here. But there are a lot of things happening that should give you great, great inner joy. If this whole world will hold together a little while longer, you see now that this transition has been made in your government. There's going to be all this underground stuff going on, but they're going to struggle to hold the image. And this is going to give a lot of people scattered around the world time to make some transactions. And some of those are going to rub off on you enough to help you through this. God has a plan 2000 also. Norma's back speaking to me because I've let her see within the veil a little bit to some possibilities of handling even the property in point. They literally have the capability of once again closing them out of their home on the 8th without allowing them hearing, which is scheduled for the 10th. But maybe the adversary's overplayed his hand. Wouldn't that be nice? We don't really want to push it. I guess we'll call it like the Top Guns. We don't want to push that envelope too hard. But once again, even the motion, the appeal to shorten time for the appeal to get it before the 8th was summarily denied without question. So we may take another approach, and then we're going to sock it to every one of them individually and severally. Through this, what really doesn't seem to you too visible, each step that seems a negative has brought two or three positives in every instance. And we couldn't have gotten to here had every step not been taken prior to here. In every instance, from you sitting in this room to this piece of property, we're getting judges. We're even getting judges who are out to get judges. So we're going to have some fun. And maybe, just maybe, some of these actions will come back to confront some of these people. So we're going to go for it. And this stretches the imagination of the attorneys a little bit. And we need to get that law center back up of work from the computers on. Rick, please share with Eric after you're out of here about working with Quaid on that Bouvier dictionary, etc. Let's get those things done before you're completely swamped in other things. Anybody want to discuss anything else?
I would just like to make a statement that I've been dropping Gandriana in my eyes, and I think it works really well. They feel quite lubricated, and I've been real pleased with the possibilities. I put it in my ear, plant, sprayed it on my body, everything. I love it.
Hooked it up to his tap.
Brings up a good point. Everybody's been a little nervous. Here is a daring young man who put it in his eyes.
He said it was hypoallergenic.
I did that too this morning.
Well, Karen, there's your answer.
I've been taking it, and I fell down during the snow, and I hurt my elbow. And I wouldn't heal for 10 days, 2 weeks at all. And then I started programming it to go to my elbow in 2 days. It was all healed.
Amazing. It is amazing. It is glorious. Oh, hey, it is great. How many of you old codgers in here with your liver spots? What's happening to them?
That's right.
I have an advanced Parkinson's patient. I've been taking care of for probably pretty close to 2 years, and he's been taking the Gandriana for about a week now. And he was so bad that it took all my strength to lift his foot and put it into a pan of water. Parkinson's gives muscle spasms, rigidity of muscles. And Friday morning, when I went to put his foot in the water, you know, got all ready, and he lifted his own foot and put it in the water himself. And before that, I had done some range of motion with his arms. I had, again, it was difficult to move his arms, and I was able to lift his arms way up, you know, anywhere I wanted to move them, I could move them without a lot of effort.
Any other testimonials?
I have a testimonial, Commander. This is a very moving story.
Hold on a minute, Ed.
Wait. Of course, you have to understand something about Ed Cleary. Daylene threw him a fortune cookie, and when he opened it up, it says, "You shall have gold by the bushel."
And we can't get away from this very moving.
Turn on the mic, please.
Turn on the mic.
Is the mic on?
Yeah.
Well, we got to be sure and get this on the record. Very moving story. Always had difficulty with my bowel movements, but I don't.
Is everybody ready for how this comes out?
Nothing wrong with that testimonial.
But we're all waiting for the outcome.
Not me.
Is that all there is? Or did you want an explanation of that? You're going to find a lot of things regulate themselves. And you're just going to feel better about a lot of things. Your whole attitudes will become more and more comfortable, balanced. And if you can continue with utilization of your whole wheat spelt bread, you see, it is a form of wheat. You're going to find that a lot of your system will regulate itself because there's a lot of fiber. And in the breakdown, this is one reason I wanted you to utilize butter on it rather than just margarine or nothing, because you need the lubrication for the gut, if you will, to handle fiber that'll be passing through. And in conjunction with it'll be a catalytic agent, but it will release more of the vitamin B17. And you'll clean out that residue, basically, that harbors in the colon. And it's important to keep it moving, because as healing takes place and the toxins and the old mutant cells are cast off, just like old bacteria will, you know, and a pimple or a boil will work its way finally until it's walled off, and then it must come to the surface or out of your body. The little cells will utilize even the damaged or the imperfect residue as its own fuel. But a lot of you have literally so many sick cells that those toxins have to be sloughed off from the body. So you need to keep it moving through. You're going to be, let us just say you have a tumor in the lower colon. You don't know about it. Know that it is sloughing off toxins, and you need to keep it moving out to get it out of your body. So we rejoice in these moving stories. There is nothing that we cannot discuss.
Will the more and more people use Yanyana, will the resulting effluent sort of fix our water? Will it have any effect on our water table or the amount of,
like putting it in a California aquifer?
In our water system?
No, it will be good.
It'll sort of help a little bit.
Yes.
Jen over here has a question.
I would hear it.
She's a little shy.
Yeah.
Well, then someone speak for her.
Actually, I want to just talk a little bit about a concept that I came across down at the Preparedness Expo in November. There was this, we were there at the expo for 3 days, the full time, and went to all of the meetings and went around to all of the booths, and there was one booth there that had these three radiantly healthy looking people in it, and I was attracted to that booth and wanted to know their secret. I went over and listened to them, and what they said made a lot of sense to me. people were really meant to eat raw foods rather than cooked foods, because when we cook the foods, 100% of the enzymes are destroyed in the food. God put enzymes in the food for a reason, to pre-digest the food. And if we are eating food that is cooked, then what happens is the food goes undigested down to the small intestine, and then the pancreas has to be overloaded because it needs to have enough enzymes in order to digest that food, and so it has to rob from the metabolic enzymes of the tissues and cells. And there's metabolic enzymes in all of the tissues and cells and organs of the body. And when those are robbed over the years, when enzymes are destroyed in a tissue or cell, then that, when all of them are gone, then they are, those tissues and cells are no longer alive. Enzymes are the life force in the food and in our tissues and cells. And so it's important to have those in our body. And if we are not getting, if we're not eating 100% raw food, then we need to get those from some source. And we supplement our systems today in so many ways. We get, if we have eye problems seeing, we get glasses. If we have flabby rear ends, we wear support pantyhose, and on, you know, false teeth. And now we can also supplement our systems by replacing those enzymes that are supposed to be in the food. And I started taking these myself, and I have seen a lot of benefits in myself already. And it's not practical for me to be on a 100% raw food diet, and because it alienates you from people, for one thing, and it's, we're so conditioned to eat a certain way, and so that's just what I wanted to share.
Well, you're right, and I can put you a little bit at ease.
Thank you.
This is exactly what I spoke of when we talk about pasteurization of milk. Why so many of you cannot handle milk? Because the enzymes that take care of the milk digestion are killed in the milk. And most bodies taper off their ability to handle and produce enzymes to take care of that. By the introduction to your body, remember the body starts out basically at God's creative hand as perfection. It will produce whatever is necessary to handle whatever you put into it within reason. If it gets all that it needs to replace itself, to replenish itself. Each cell needs everything in that cell to be able to replenish itself, to recreate itself. If you get your body functioning properly, you don't really have to worry very much about whether your food is raw or cooked. That's the good news. It is better for your body if you handle it properly. But remember, we are moving into a higher frequency, and the body itself is built to take care of whatever comes along in its evolution. So if you can get your body working properly, it will produce for you those enzymes that you need to handle whatever you put in your body if you don't overwhelm it. And of course, poisons or different story. Although you will find that even your tolerance for poisons, if you can get that liver and kidneys functioning properly, see, poisons are taken care of, detoxified by the liver. alcohol, for instance, is a poison, but it also is entangled with the glucose system. So without having to understand all the workings of the television set, we can pull on the button. And yet, you're still not going to get a picture if you don't plug it into the wall to get power. So what you're doing is perfecting your electrical energy system. And when you can do that, you're going to find a balancing of many things. You're going to be able to digest better, feel better, and all of those wonderful things.
It has been found that once the enzymes in the system are gone, then life is gone. And everybody is born with a certain enzyme potential, and it's determined in three ways: genetically, and the health of the mother at the during the time of pregnancy, and the health of the mother and the father at the time of conception. And once a person is born, they're born with this enzyme bank, and everybody is born with a different amount of enzyme potential. There are those people that can live to be 105 or whatever, and which really isn't very long either. We should be able to live a lot longer than that, of course, but anyway, in this day and age, that's considered a long time. And people ask them how they're able to do this, and they say that they smoked and drank and disobeyed all the laws of health, and if we would do that too, we'd be a lot happier and live long too. And then there's other people. Okay, those are people that are born with a lot of enzyme potential, and then there are those that are born enzyme deficient, and they have problems all the way through.